Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. And right now, Mary, is you on the line?
Yes.
Okay, will you read the 23rd number psalm for me?
Right now?
Yes.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. Who restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Truly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. You know, this is, we're getting ready for Lent. We're getting ready for Easter. And what I want to say tonight, as we seen the people got bombed at the bus station and so much going on, but as we talk, we see things working. We had several calls about things happening, but my thing, you cannot be caught up in what's going on in the world. You have to do your thing and keep yourself up doing what you're supposed to do for God. Psalms 119, that's for you to read. This is a trillion-dollar flow night, the economic development. That means that you got to think about setting up your own business. You have to think about moving to the next level, because if you get caught up in what people are thinking, when you get caught up in what people are trying to do, you won't go nowhere. So it's important for you to try to move for 2022 to the next level. You know, we've been playing Dr. Martin Luther King all the week because this was the month Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis. And we try to bring a little light and a little truth to what happened in 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. And it evaporated all over the world. And we still, some are still shook up about it. And some are still have not really understand what really happened. Today they confirmed the lady. It's been 245 years before they got a black to serve on the Chief Justice Judge. And it's been 100 years before they passed out the law where it's a federal law if you hang somebody. Now, this law was set up just for black folks. And between 2045, the last of black folks been murdered and killed by white supremacy and racism. And I'm not trying to be prejudiced. I'm just telling you what happened. They trying to make it where if you talk about what happened to you, you depressing me. What I'm depressing you when you done killed my mom or my granddad or all my family. But it's supposed to be depressing somebody else that listened to what their grandparents our parents did. Jack, like right now, what Putin is doing to those people in the Ukraine. Now, a year later, they're going to say, oh, that depressed me. He murdered women and children and bombed them. Now, how they going to depress you? Black folks was hung, killed, and burnt. And the code was, let's go to a picnic. The picnic was going to see a black hung, a black burned. Now, you got to put that in your DNA. You got to understand that happened. It ain't no fairy tale. It happened to black people. And it happened to me and you and our family. In Texas, they made a law where if you talk about that, they don't want you to talk about it. So it depressed people. How can I tell you how my grandmother, my ancestor got killed? It's depressing you. We don't want to talk. The truth got to be told. The truth has to be told to your children, and truth has to be told to everybody who wants to know the truth. So the truth must be told. And if they don't want to hear the truth, shame on them. But the truth must be told. And once the truth is told, and that what would happen. So the truth must be told. And the truth got to be told. If you don't tell the truth, how can you know it? It didn't happen. Yes, it happened. It happened to me, you, and everybody black. We had experienced that. Now, they say they don't want the truth to be told, but it got to be told because that's what happened to us. Happened to our families. That would happen. So the truth got to be told because it's what happened. So you got to deal with what happened. So you get that out of your mind that, it didn't happen. It happened. So if somebody tell you tonight that blacks wasn't killed, blacks wasn't harmed, you know somebody's lying to you, okay, because that happened. So when stuff happened, the truth, and I don't know what they're trying to change the law. See, people in power try to change the law. Well, this depressed me to talk about it. What depressed you to talk about it and black people was killed and was hung? We just got a law. We just got the law now telling about how bad it was, what happened to black folks. We just got the law. Now, if that depresses you, something wrong with the truth. So we have to tell the truth. And now is the time for people to tell the truth about what really went on, okay? What really went on, black was hung and killed. Now, you can't hide that. Some of you say, well, and most white folks say they don't want their children to know what their ancestor did. Think about what I'm saying. And ain't nobody saying all the people, like the people say, well, we don't want people to know that the Jews, we don't want them to know that the Jews, what happened to the Jews? 6 million was killed by Hitler. Now, if you don't want to know that, it's something wrong with you. You have to know that's what happened. You have to embrace that to understand that can happen again. If you don't want to know what's really been going on with black people or what's really going on in our country, this has been happening. And because it's been happening, we have embraced that. Now, one of the things I want to talk about tonight, you understanding that. Psalms 118, Psalms 117 tonight. And we're talking about business. It's time. This is Friday tonight. This is the Jesus, the reason for the season. We're talking about what happened. And you're trying to see, well, what did happen? See, some of you said, we don't know what happened. What did happen? If you don't know what happened, you need to find out what happened where you know what's going on. Well, you know that the things that happened in our lives were the things that really defined who we was, where we was at, and what we been doing. What brought us out of lots of this stuff was singing gospel, people that really brought us to life, that told the story about what happened to people depressed, what happened to people that was lost and they were found. So you can't take that for what happened to depressed people. See, you can't take that from people that lost their life. See, lots of people lost their lives, and lots of people, you know, lost their lives, and they never did get prayer. They never had nobody to say nothing good about them, or nobody said nothing about them. So what happened? It left us wide open to what we do about this, Bishop. What's happening with us as people? Some of the things happened to us was that we weren't together. And what's wrong with us as a race of people now, we have to be able to look at each other and be able to see how we can help go to the next level. I think that's the most important thing. We need to go to the next level where we might be able to help each other. I think that's the most important thing, that we need to ask, what can we do to go to the next level? What can we do to break out of this hate mentality, the mentality of we don't trust each other? And right now we're running into a loss of uneducated people in our young folks that have dropped out of school. They think getting a new car, jacking a car, or going in the grocery store, stealing something, snatching and grabbing, that's never been the way. That's what happened to people when people are heathen, when people is raised out in the woods. And I want to say this. It's important to understand, if I'm going to the park, I'm not going to the park to hunt. I'm not going to the grocery store to hunt. I'm going to the grocery store to shop. Anybody carry a gun to the park, they hunting. So we got a lot of people are confused about what's happening to them. And that's very important. So when they don't understand what we need to do. And tonight is about understanding your way, understanding your life, and understanding that you is able to bring things into a way to bless you and to open up a door of truth. And I think that's the most important thing now, is for you to understand where you're coming from and what's happening in your life. And I just feel that God got something to do for you and got something to offer you, and you have to be able to give it right now. You have to be able to open up your heart with all that's going on with the drug addiction and all of that. It's still some truth that's coming out and some facts coming out. What kind of facts? The facts that truth will always win out. That truth will always, truth will always win out over evil things. And I don't care how bad it might seem tonight, but if you just think about it, just think about all that's been going on, that in front of the TV is bombing and killing. Where's the good people? Where's the people trying to help people cross the street? Where's somebody trying to help somebody pay their water bill, their light bill, their gas? Where them people at? They always show the bad. They don't show the good. Okay? So we have to reach out and get the good over the bad. You have to understand that when we move up a little higher, it's going to be all right. See, we move up a little higher. Mahalia Jackson was singing, "Move Up a Little Higher." And back time, that's when black folks were depressed and black folks was needing some help. And God gave Aretha and gave Mahalia Jackson, "Move Up a Little Higher." And she sung it with spirit. And her spirit is still real today. Move up a little higher.
I want to thank you.
God kept his angel watching over you. So I just want you to know, God got early this morning, got his angel watching over you, and he's still watching over you right now. He still got his angel watching over you as I speak tonight. And I want to tell you, as we go into this week, we praying for the people that said they had their house, tornado broke the house down and trees fell on it, but we still praying and staying faithful in prayer. And I thank Mary for reading the 23rd number, something, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, the Bible says, I'll feel no evil there with me, that rod, that staff. So as he was reading that, and I was praying for those people that have lost loved ones, those that have lost houses, and people flooded. I mean, the whole Overlook crazy, the whole town flooded. So God is moving, trying to get your attention wherever you might be. You might live in Chicago, might live in Africa, might live in Italy. God is still trying to get your attention. And I just hope tonight that you will move up a little higher and let God get your attention. There's something he want you to do. It's something he wants to say to you, and he wants to say it directly to you. And I'm praying for you, Sister Jean, and I'm praying for you, Mother Janice, and I'm praying for those, every letter, every telephone call. Those that said, Bishop, it seemed like it get harder and harder. But I want to tell you, when it get harder and harder for you, give it to God. See, when Moses couldn't do no more, Exodus 14:14, God said, step back. It's time for me to do something. So I'm telling you tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever you feel like that's hurting you, body, mind, soul, and spirit, God is a healer, and he's quick to forgive you right now. And the young lady says she's looking for her daughter. I'm praying for that family. And she said, I just want the bishop to see my daughter. And I'm praying. They found the car all battered up, and they ain't found her. But I'm praying that closure will come, and I'm praying that God will open up a door for all the people that's fighting over in Ukraine and Russia. All them kinfolks. All them folks came in the Bible. Those families, isn't that? Them two brother kids fighting. Okay. When you go to the Bible, I'm talking to Reverend Coleman about it. So, you know, Bishop, them two brother kids fighting. Okay. So what I'm saying to you, a lot of this stuff, the Bible is fulfilling, bringing it back. Esau and his brother, they were fighting. Okay. That was the land that they left on, so they still fighting over there. And what we're saying, you know, stuff you're seeing over in Russia, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible that these are two brothers children fighting. Okay, it's in the Bible. So if it's in the Bible, you know God already know what's going on with it. God already know what's been happening. So ain't no need of you worrying, getting all work that they can do all the fundraisers they want. When God get through, he can spend it all out. Let me say it again. But ladies, I'm so depressed. I'm seeing them kids being killed. I say it's all in divine order. Whatever going on, God said high and he looked low. And you can't do nothing about it. I can't do nothing until God step in. Now, God is cleaning up some of the south, the floods and storms and all that. Now, you said, Bishop, what had happened? 245 years before you can get a black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. highest court in the land. 100 years before you get the law passed, it's against the law to hang black folks. Now, say 300 years went by. How many black folks been hung, killed, and burnt when white folks used to get together and we go to a picnic? They go into the park, and y'all, they go to the park to see blacks burned, hung, and roasted. Okay? Now, this happened. You can't write this off the history book. You can't write it off the history. And some of you say, I don't want to think about it. I want to think about it because it happened. You know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You ain't got to get mad. You need to know where you come from, and you need to know the back that you're standing on. You're standing on, okay, what kind of job you got, that, like that black woman, she's standing on, you know how many blacks have been killed to even talk about trying to go to the White House? It was blacks couldn't stay in the White House. This in 55, you can stay in the White House. And black folks build the White House. So we done come a long way, but we got a long ways to go. Blacks could not live in the White House. Maybe you can lay out in the grass, maybe, by getting killed. Come on, walking in the White House, all through there, what happened? Talking about a black woman, Supreme Court, but it give hope to all women of color. Vice President, woman. Now, that lets you know it's some changing taking place. Who run the church? Women. If the women pull out the church, the preacher wouldn't have nobody. The women run the church. The women running the government, okay? So what I'm saying to you, God is slowly turning this thing around to the point where you will understand God is in control. And by God is in control, he's speaking to me and you for us to listen to what's going on. Hitler killed 6 million people. That was evil. But it had to happen. Putin is killing a lot of people. It got to happen. For God to step in and put a stop to all of it. That is important for you to read and tell the truth. It's important for you to start your business. You don't have to have $1 million. All you got to have a plan. And stick to your plan. And after you stick to your plan, God going to give you what you need. And every door closed, God going to open it up for you. So get ready for a door being open. Get ready for joy happening to you. And don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. But you can do it. Now, that's what I want to say tonight, that now is the time for you to plant a seed. So, Bishop, I got a serious need. I need to plant a seed for my family. I need to plant a seed for my new job. Okay. Go to my website, BusCDAbrahamYoursite.com, and tell God, I'm seeding this for my miracle. I'm seeding this for my breakthrough. I'm seeding this for my tree and flow. And once the trillion flow come, whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. And I want to tell you tonight, as I look, God can bless you. You can shake your head. God is finna first. He already done bless you. Got your help and strength. And all those family lost loved ones, that's no sorrow there that heaven cannot hear. We have some walking demons. We have some evil people, and they have took on the, you know, in the Bible, when the fallen angels came, the fallen angels had sex with humans, and giants came. and the giants had sex with humans, and out of that lineage came evil people. So we deal with some of the most cruel and evil people in the world. So you have to understand where that come from and where it's happening. So you got to understand, it ain't just started. It's been going on for a minute. So you got to understand where it come from and what it's all about. When you know what it's all about, you know that God, glory, hallelujah, will give you what you want. God will give you the healing. I'm praying tonight. I'm picking up somebody been having a problem with their left hand. I'm picking up somebody with their left shoulder. They've been really having a problem in that shoulder. Now I decree the healing tonight. Somebody been having a problem with their bowels and their kidneys. And God told me to speak tonight to the healing of your body. Somebody can't rest tonight. And I want to speak rest to you tonight. I see somebody say, well, I shouldn't worry about this. And somebody got an alcohol problem. And that alcohol problem is carrying you away from your family. You don't know why. Stop trying to do it by yourself. You know, if we all got a habit, we all got a habit. If it's eating too much, drinking too much, talking too much. So we all got a habit. So I'm going to pray tonight that the habit that you got will be turned around. I'm going to pray tonight that a breakthrough will come in your life and the financial flow, let me just call it, the trillion flow, Buck. The trillion flow that's going to meet you and meet your need. A debt-free house, debt-free car. I know you can't imagine that, but God is able to give you everything you need. God is able to break some things down for you. So, you know, I just want you to understand, just it ain't Bishop, it's God doing it. And God gonna open up the door for you. Thank you. want to thank God for how good he's been to you. Somebody tonight want to thank God, and I want to tell you, all you got to say, Lord, I thank you. You ain't got to shout. Just say you thank him for how far he has brought you this far. So you got to ask God to thank you for he done brought you this far, and he done brought you this way. And some of you say, well, how did I get this far? Because God brought you this far. And God brought you the way this far. So when God brought you this way, and when God brought you this way, it's a reason God brought you this way. Is a reason that the door opened up for you. Sometimes we can't stop. We just wait on God to guide us in his way. And God will always carry us to another level. I don't care how bad it seems tonight, joy come in the morning. Love, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. I want you to get ready tonight and just think about how God been good to you and your friend. You might not have $1 million, but you got $1 million worth of help. And you have come this far by faith. You come this far what God has did for you. You know that? God opened that door for you. See, God has always opened that door for you. And that door always going to stay open for you. See? And then when that door opened up for you, can't nobody close the door. You know, a house ain't nothing about a home. I just want to put this in the spirit today. Because you done come this far by yourself. You come this far without a husband or with a husband, with a wife. Children turn their back. Family ain't there. But you got to know that you're a moment away from a miracle. You're a moment away from a blessing.
Thank you. cannot be